Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you all this evening. Praise God. The Lord's good, isn't it? So many prayer requests, and you know, there's so many people suffering with blues and colds at the moment, and we just thank the Lord. He's a healer, isn't that right? Amen. Praise God. And keep praying. Just ask that we could maybe especially just pray for Sister Jenny at this time. This Sunday will be 1 year since Ian went on to be with the Lord. This Sunday, it's 1 year this Sunday, so just keep Sister Jenny in prayer. You know, it's hard for her to get over. We just pray the comfort of the Holy Spirit, amen. And, you know, the thing for me is that, you know, I think of where he's went till, and we can't really fully understand it or explain it, but what we can take from the Bible, we believe it, that he's going on to a better place, and that's what gives us the strength and everything and the hope, and he's in a better place than we are. And then we're going to have a reunion. We're going to meet again, amen. So just keep our Sister Jenny in prayer and all the family and all the widows and everyone as well. And keep her brother Gary in prayer as well for Sunday night as he's going to preach. That the Lord really bless him and use him. And then remember as well, we have Brother John Purcell coming this Sunday night. That the Lord will bless him and use him. And just pray as well for the children for Sunday morning. And but the Lord will just have his way, amen. Let's turn to the Word of God tonight. And I want to turn, a lot of my thoughts will be from Romans chapter 8, verse 26. But I want to read from Ephesians 6, verse 18, first of all. And I want to talk about the Holy Spirit, our helper in prayer. The Holy Spirit, our helper in prayer. Ephesians 6, verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praise God. Just to mention, because I'll forget about it, but this projector here, I've told them about it, and what's happened it is it slipped on the brackets and it's fallen down. That's why Matthew's not able to work it at the minute. And we need a big set of ladders. Somebody's a big set of ladders. We'll climb up, push it back up, tighten the wee bracket. Somehow the brackets, whether something's hit it when they were doing their games in here or not, I don't know. But I've mentioned it to them, but I'm not that fast to move on it. But the Lord knows, doesn't he? But if somebody has a big ladder, we could get up. Some of you young light fellas could climb up it and we could fix it, praise the Lord. But just wanted to mention, in case I forget, and then I won't. Let's read verse 26 also of Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Let's bow our heads again this evening, praise God. Heavenly Father, we bow before you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that we can gather tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that's far above every other name. And we plead the merits of your precious blood over our lives afresh, over this house, all that's near and dear to us in this room and on our hearts tonight. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we do indeed say amen to all that's been already prayed this evening, that you will touch the brethren that our brothers mentioned, and may they get well in Jesus' precious name. Lord, I do take the Holy Ghost to help me right now, and I thank you that you will. And I pray you'll bless every one of us tonight and speak to us from your word and help us to pray in the Holy Ghost. Fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost, I pray. Move, O Lord, in the meetings here, and as our brother Gary goes on Sunday night, give him inspiration of the Holy Spirit anointing and quickening of the Holy Ghost for John Purcell as he comes here. Anoint him, quicken him by the Holy Spirit. Bless the children on Sunday morning as well, and all that's been asked for and been prayed for. Touch them, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Father, we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord, we do pray especially for our dear sister Jenny tonight, Lord, that you'll give her your strength. Give her your grace. Lord, may the angels of the Lord be near and the great comfort of the Holy Spirit strengthen her this time. And all the sisters that's been bereaved, may you strengthen them and bless them in Jesus' precious name. And Father, every brother and every sister in this room, bless them. And for all our sons and daughters, whether they're in or out, Lord, we claim every one of them under the blood of Jesus Christ to be saved in Jesus' precious name. Rebuke the devil tonight over every life and every prayer that's been prayed. We come against and we bind the strong one in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray for the liberty of the Holy Spirit in our lives and in this house tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit. Praying in the Holy Spirit. You know, we must pray in the Spirit. In the Holy Spirit. In the Holy Ghost. I believe this is so important. Paul talks about it. The disciples had it. The disciples used it. The early church had it. The early church used it. Smith Wigglesworth, in the morning, they said if he went to his room, he was up early praying in tongues. That's what they say. And you say, well, I can't pray in tongues. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you pray and wait on the Lord long enough, and if you want tongues, you can have them. That's a fact. God can give you them if you really want them. How do you know, Brother Tom? Because the Bible says, covet earnestly the best gifts, and you can receive them. That's the word of God. Now, God is not a man that he should lie, but God keeps his word. People say you're putting an awful emphasis on tongues. I have to, because nobody else does. Now, I don't mean here in our meetings, but there's so many places, and they don't want tongues, and they don't want gifts, and they want to know nothing about them. But we need the Holy Spirit, and we need the gifts of tongues. And the Bible says, him that prayeth in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. And that means he recharges and he's renewed. Now, you know what I used to refer to this all the time, and it's so true, and I'm going to refer to it again. But you know, when the battery gets low, and we're in the time of the year now where if you have a low battery, and you know, in tractors years ago and all, sometimes a bit harder to start. There's a fella, I seen a video one time, I think it was a Massey, and he was able to act her how she went. He was able to act her. He had to give her that many runs. But if the battery's low, it'll not swing her. And you know, I remember my father telling me years ago, and then later on I seen a video about it, for one of them big bulldozers, the way she operated was, you had a wee engine started first, and the wee engine got going, and it gave the power to start the big engine. And I tell you, we need some of the wee engines going to get the bigger engines going. Amen. You know, old Joseph Smith, when he preached years ago in the Elam Church years ago, he said, Lord, give us a gallon to bring us up to empty. That's how low he reckoned the thing was. Give us a gallon to bring us up to empty. You know, my cars, you hit the light on the night. Do you ever have the light comes on in the car, the red light, and it says, it comes up the dice telling you to go to the station more or less. Now, when you hit the clocks, you may be doing over 70 miles, but she's low. She's on the reserve tank. And I tell you, God wants to give us the blessing pressed down and running over the top. So we don't need him on the reserve tank. Full and running over. It's what we want, the Holy Spirit. Full and running over. Glory to God. And God wants us to be praying in the Holy Ghost. And we can't pray really effectively in our own natural strength with our need. But we need the Holy Spirit. How many believes that tonight? Hallelujah. This is one of the revelations of the New Testament concerning the Holy Ghost, is that he's our helper. intercessions through us. You were getting the meeting and there was groanings going on. That's the type of meetings we need, where there's groanings and moanings, where the Holy Ghost's moving men and women to groan and moan and pray prayers that's beyond the natural, but they're supernatural. Because of the Holy Ghost moving on you, moving in you, moving through you. And maybe you don't know what words to get out, but then the Holy Spirit will give you them. Amen. Just like tongues. You can't write down and say what you're going to say in an unknown tongue, but the Holy Spirit inspires a man and he just rattles off in tongues. And then God can give a perfect interpretation, and it is a language. And there's different tongues. There's a tongue of man and there's a tongue of angels. You see, this is where we disagree with some of the modern theologians when they take the day of Pentecost and say it was tongues of man. Now that's true, where they spoke them in their own language, but there's also the tongue of angels. Amen? And there's different kinds of tongues. And I know tongues are powerful, and I know tongues are effective. When God's really in it, it's powerful. Hallelujah. You know, something happened to me the day I was listening to magic today, and I'm going to tell you this. I, years ago, locked myself in my front bedroom. I was saved, I'd had the visitation in jail, everything was going well, but I wanted the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I wanted a freedom which I didn't feel I had, and in that experience, I suppose, was a bit like Paul, where he met the Lord, but he still needed to get the baptism. How many knows that's the Bible? And I was out in the garden, and I used to, dogs right down the garden, pit bull terriers, right down the garden. We had pens of them right down. And they went, everything went. And there's a fella had came for me to go on certain things, and I more or less chased him. And I had a friend with me, and I threw my arms up, and I said to him, this is it. I have to get it today. And he looked at me. He didn't know what I was talking about. And I went up in the room and I closed myself in with the Lord. And I really sought the Lord and got into night time and I was still seeking the Lord. And eventually, late into the night, I got into bed. And the presence woke me and the voice spoke to me. And the voice spoke to me, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. And I got out of bed and I read it. Verse 18, 19, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as the wool. Though they be red like crimson, you'll be snow. But you know the next verse says, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Now I believe God supernaturally gave me them verses. Now listen. There was a warning in it. There was a warning in it that I was to serve God, or the Lord would take me. You read it yourself and you'll see that it's in them verses. Now you might think, Tommy, he wouldn't have took you. I believe he would have. And I believe the path that was gone down, many people that I chum with are already gone. They're not here tonight. They're gone. And I believe I would have been gone. And the Lord spoke to me. But the other day, I'm traveling in the car. I'm listening to a message. And this is what I'm trying to say to you. And William Branham was preaching a sermon, and it comes to the end of it, and you hear tongues going. And the interpretation of that tongues is that very scripture. If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. And when the interpretation of them tongues came, it hit me right in the car like it did that night in the room. You say, but that wouldn't be for you in the car then. Why not? Why would it not be? You see, God could speak to you 20 years ago, and God could speak to you the same thing again, because God confirms His word. And I tell you, we need the Holy Spirit moving. Isn't it sad today in groups like that, that there's no more of the moving of the Spirit like that, what there was in them days? But we need the moving of the Holy Spirit in our generation, in our day. We need to get hungry and thirsty for the Spirit of God to move afresh in all of our lives. I believe that tonight with all of my heart. And I believe if we seek for it, we can have it. Because God can change. And if a man ever one time got serious with God and the Lord visited him, then if somebody again gets serious with the Lord can visit them again. Is that truth? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We need the Holy Ghost. This is one of the revelations of the New Testament of the Holy Ghost. He's our helper. We know even the Lord Jesus himself was led by the Holy Spirit. How many believes that? The Bible says the Spirit led him into the wilderness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost led Jesus. And we need led by the same Holy Spirit that he was led by. We need led by the Holy Ghost. If the Lord was led by the Holy Spirit, how much more do we need led by the Holy Spirit? We're no use to our own devices and our own thinking and our own acting. It won't work. We need the Holy Spirit's inspiration, the Holy Spirit moving in us and through us and leading us. Now, you know the key to the Holy Spirit leading you? There's one key. If you acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, he will direct your paths. The footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord, and the sons of God are led by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Look at Luke 10, verse 21. And in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. He rejoiced in spirit. I tell you, we need to rejoice in the Holy Spirit. You know, years ago, people talked about the glory meetings and they condemned them. Now, maybe it was all singing and no preaching, but we need a balance of it. How many agrees with that tonight? If we can have the balance where we have the worship and the preaching and the both together in the right format, then we'll have something. Amen? But I tell you one thing. People years ago used to sing in the Holy Spirit. How many have ever heard that? People singing in the Holy Ghost. You don't ever hear that today, but that's real. There's real singing in the Holy Ghost in an unknown tongue. Praise God. And then they could maybe sing it in the English tongue. What God could give them it. And maybe someone they never knew about, but the Holy Spirit could give them a song. Amen. That's what we need. We need Holy Spirit encounters. An encounter with the Holy Ghost. I tell you, people talk about encounters. We need a Holy Ghost encounter. Amen. Only by prayer, all these things are delivered to us by the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. Prayer is a secret. Praying. Praying always. The Holy Spirit helps us. In Romans 8, 6, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit of self maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. I tell you, we need the Holy Spirit in us, working. You ever get up to pray and you don't know what you're going to say? You don't have any idea what you're going to pray. I know, and all this modern stuff today, and even at funerals and all these things, they read out prayers. Now, that's not really a prayer. A prayer is not something you read out. A prayer is something that you're moved to do it. Amen. It's from your heart, and you're praying unto the Lord. And I know Jesus taught us how to pray, our Father which art in heaven. We know that. But I don't believe in reading out prayers. And I tell you, that's what the Catholic Church does. You know that? They read out prayers. They have a system of, it goes no higher than the ceiling. But when we pray from the heart, when we get up and we just start to pray, the Holy Spirit can quicken us. The Holy Spirit could lead you to pray for somebody you're not even thinking about. The Holy Spirit could lead you. Isn't that the truth? And maybe somebody in the meeting or somebody not in the meeting. And the Holy Spirit, and listen, you could be praying for somebody that they don't even come to these meetings, but the Lord can touch them. And it's not about these meetings or our meetings. That's nothing to do with God has a church universal. He's got people everywhere. He's good people everywhere. Isn't that right? And we want to pray as God's people and believe the Lord. This is such an important scripture. We know that patience, hope, and waiting help us in prayer. Patience, hope, and waiting. Them's all the things help us in prayer, but the greatest and most divine of all helpers is the Holy Spirit. It's good to have patience, it's good to have hope. All them things are good, but we need the Holy Spirit to help us in prayer. We need the Holy Ghost. You ever getting along in the car and you start worshiping the Lord, or when you're out and you get praying in tongues? How many gets like that? Maybe not many, but I get like that all the time. I tell you, there's no point in the Lord giving you something and you're not using it. You know what I mean? You need to use it. If the Lord's giving it, use it. And I tell you, we need to be praying in the Holy Spirit. It takes hold of things for us. The great helper does, the Holy Spirit. And you know, of our own selves, we could be confused, we could be ignorant, we could be weak. Many things, and so many things that we're limited in prayer, but the Holy Spirit can overcome all that. You could feel inadequate. You could feel you can't do it. And it's not just about tongues, even praying in English. It's the Holy Spirit helps you. That gives you the boldness to stand up. Maybe you're too embarrassed, you don't feel to do it. But the Holy Spirit can help you to stand up and pray. Amen. And I tell you, thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost helps us in our weakness. He gives us wisdom to our own ignorance. The Lord gives us wisdom. And we have ignorance maybe sometimes in things. I'm guilty of it, my own self. All of us are in areas of our lives, but the Holy Spirit can help us. And he can give us the wisdom. Praise God. Changes weakness into strength, and he pleads for us, in us, and he quickens us, and he inspires our prayer. Look at 1 John 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him. Amen? That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Now I want to pause for a moment. According to his will. Now you know that testament is an old English word for will. So when you read the New Testament, you are reading the will. Is that right? You're reading the will. Thus saith the will. Thus saith the will. In Mark 16, the brothers did it with me on Sunday. It's getting pains down here. They're not here tonight. I got them to lay hands on me. Brother Gary and a couple of Mark and Samuel. And they prayed for me at the service on Sunday. And it says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's Mark 16. That's fulfilling the word of God. If you ask what you will, he heareth us. Amen? Do you believe that tonight? Now you say, brother, I was prayed for and I never felt a thing. You see, the problem is you're working in five senses. But there's a sense that a prophet of God said that the church has not using today. And it's called faith. And he said the church as a whole is letting down on it. The fifth sense, the sixth sense. And you're not working on your feeling it or smelling it or hearing it or any of them things. You're believing it. You're believing it whether you feel it or not. Whether you see it or not, you're believing it. And you believe it and God will manifest it. Then you will see it and then you will feel it. Amen. Hallelujah. Believe the Lord. And I tell you, faith is the sixth sense. Verse 15, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we desire to him. We know the will. If we pray according to the will, it's God's will in Mark 16 to lay hands on the sick. It's God's will in the book of James to call the elders of the church, anoint with oil. The prayer of faith will save them. If they've sinned, the Lord will forgive them. That's the word of God. That's God's will. That is doing God's will to do them things. That is the will of God. How do you know it's the will for somebody to get saved? Because the word, the will says, it's not my will that any should perish, but that all should come to the saving knowledge of the truth. That's what the will says. So we preach it all. Because it's in the will. Thank God for the will. See, that's the Father's will. And he's given us the will. And we need the Holy Spirit to do that will. When we know his will, we can ask according to his will. The Holy Spirit makes intercession for us. Romans 8:26 again tells us that. It maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. Groanings which cannot be uttered. The Holy Ghost. If we combine this text here in Romans with the words of Paul in 1 Corinthians, and what follows, I want to read you in 1 Corinthians, and then I'll close in a moment and we'll pray. I just want to encourage you tonight. Praise God. Verse 9 of 1 Corinthians 2. For as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the thing which God hath prepared for them that love him. God prepared so many things for us, things in this life, we might know this, but beyond this life, there is a greater life, there's a greater place, far beyond our comprehension, far beyond our wildest dreams, because Jesus said in John 14, I go to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. The Lord has went to prepare a place for us, and whether we live or alive and remain, but we know when the Lord comes, those of us that are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And we know that those which went on before in the graves, that them graves will open. Now their souls are ready with the Lord. We know that. But them bodies is going to come out of them graves. I don't know how it's going to happen. But all I can tell you is the Word of God says it's going to happen. And they're going to be changed. And I tell you, God's going to do it. And there's nothing going to stop it. No matter if it's under concrete in the sea, it doesn't matter a thing about it. The Lord will bring them out. How many believes that tonight? And I tell you, it's going to take place. Praise God. Look at verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So you see, the things that we can know in the natural, but there is things that can be known by the Spirit. Now you know the natural man receiveth not the things of Spirit. So sometimes you're going to have people that's Christians, but they don't want the Holy Spirit. They're against the Holy Spirit. They're against the gifts of Spirit. You cannot talk to them about gifts and Spirit. It doesn't work. How many knows what I'm saying is absolutely the truth? It's foreign language to them. Let's be honest about it. You know, even great preachers preached against tongues and gifts. Preached against it deadly. Blasted it. And I mean blasted it. And said terrible things about the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus warned that one word spoken against the Holy Ghost will never be forgiven in this world or the world to come. It's a terrible thing. If you don't know what it is, you better say nothing. Amen? But I tell you, the Holy Spirit's real. Look at this. But maybe someone that we can't understand, but the Holy Spirit can let us know it. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit can reveal someone to you, but you and me of our own selves couldn't know it. But he can let us know it. That's what the Holy Ghost can do. That's what he says. Amen. Unto them by the Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but by the Spirit of God. Now we have received it, not the spirit of the world. And how many knows there's a spirit in the world? But we haven't received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. And that's wonderful. But the natural man receiveth not the things of Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judge of all things, yet not he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. How do you get the mind of Christ? You need the Holy Spirit. You see, the natural man can't receive it. They can't receive it. Now, how are you going to tell somebody about speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues? And the first thing that will happen is a man will go in the natural to explain it away. to explain to you that it doesn't happen the day. It's not right. How many times, all of us has come across it, I'm sure, at one point or another. But we know that have that received the Spirit, that it's true, that God can do it. That God can speak. That God, and that's only one example. There's many other things as well. It's like praying for somebody. And people say, well, you know, if it's the Lord's will, well, you might as well not pray. If it's the Lord's will. Because when the leper came to the Lord and he said, Lord, if thou willst, thou can make me whole. And the Lord said, I will. He corrected the false doctrine he had been taught. There and then. And if we're going to pray for somebody, we need to pray believing. No, it's not us that heals them or makes them well. That's the Lord's job. But we still go believing. Amen. Now, what if you had the gift of healing? And there is a gift of healing in this Bible. How many believes that? There's a gift of healing. There's a gift of working of miracles. If ever the church today needs them, we need them today. Absolutely. We need them today. We need God to move in a demonstration of power amongst us afresh. And these gifts of the Holy Ghost. And young people coming up, we need to be praying for them that God will get a hold of some of them and use them in these gifts. Praise God. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. The Spirit, listen to this, revealed on us by the Spirit. God searches the heart where the Spirit dwells and knows the mind of the Spirit. The Spirit that dwells in our heart searches the deep purposes and the will of God till us and reveals those purposes that the will of God. That we might know the things, this is scripture, that we might know the things that are freely given us by God. Amen? There's no charge, it's freely given us by God. We must ourselves come under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Then we know that we have the petitions that we desire to have. And I'm going to close in a moment. I'm closing. Prayers of natural people. Now, you could say, well, Tommy, we're all natural, but what I hope you understand what I'm saying by that. You know, when you're saved and filled with the Spirit, you can go into the supernatural, not just the natural. Amen? The Spirit of God can move a man to preach when it's not that man preaching. And the gifts of God can come on people to do things that it's not that person. It's the Holy Spirit in them. It's beyond the natural, what I'm trying to say. How many understands that tonight? Natural people may pray, but they pray according to their own will, desire, and self-centered, self-contented, and self-inspired. Now, there's people can pray like that. Perhaps we're all guilty of that. But we want to pray by the Spirit. The Holy Ghost prays through us and helps us to pray. And it will always be to glorify Jesus Christ, and it always will be the will of God. You see, when the Holy Spirit prays through you, prays through me, and I'm not talking about just tongues, I'm talking about in English, we will glorify the Lord Jesus. How do you know? No man that prayeth by the Holy Spirit calleth Jesus accursed. Is that the Bible? Absolutely the Scripture. So we know the Holy Spirit, when it inspires us, it will glorify Jesus. Hallelujah! It won't glorify a man. A spirit that makes someone pray to glorify some man, that's not the Holy Spirit. That's another, that's something's broken on the lines. There's been another station has interrupted. And I tell you, it's sad to say, but there's a lot of stations interrupted around the world today. And they're not praying prayers to glorify Jesus. The glorifying man. But we want to glorify the Lord because Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And we heard the other week about the name of Jesus Christ is far above every other name. Isn't it some name? There's no name that compares to the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to close and that we have time to pray tonight. Praise God. I'm excited. Praise God. I'm not excited near enough. I need to get excited more. Hallelujah! I tell you, if the Word of God doesn't thrill you, might have something wrong, but the word of God ought to thrill us and fill us. I tell you, isn't it great when people say, boy, he's not this or he's not that. All he does is preach about Jesus. Isn't that something? Isn't that great? Wouldn't that be great when you get to heaven and he says, all that fella did was preach about Jesus. It's not some testimony. What are they preaching about? If they're not preaching about Jesus, what are they preaching about? I tell you, you never can preach the Lord too much. And I sincerely believe some years ago, I believe the Lord spoke to me and said I needed to preach more on Jesus. You remember I told you that? And I've tried to do it since that time by the Lord's help. And I want to preach Jesus. Hallelujah. He's risen tonight. And I tell you, when we uplift him, when we uplift the Lord in prayer, in song, in our preaching, the Holy Spirit will attend. Hallelujah. Let's come and bow our heads tonight. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for the Holy Spirit, for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were gathered together with one accord in one place, and suddenly, Lord, we heard a brother Andrew preach a wonderful sermon on the suddenly. Oh, how we need a suddenly in our lives, in our homes, in these meetings. Oh, God, may you give us everyone a suddenly. There came from heaven as of the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and a pillar of fire, cloven tongues of fire, sat upon each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, we want to be filled again. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. Anoint us with the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Spirit afresh upon your people. Lord, we, at the time of the last outpouring, Lord, in the former rain and the latter rain, you promised you'd pour out in the 1 month. I pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, in the midst of the years, revive thy work, O Lord. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Inspire us and fill us with the Holy Ghost afresh. Move on everyone in this room, every woman, every man. Fill them, overflow them. Release your anointed. Loose your people. Oh God, stir up the gifts within your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for a breakthrough. In Jesus' mighty name. I come against every demon power. Over all those people that were praying for tonight. We rebuke the devil. In the name of Jesus. We send the Holy Ghost upon them. And that dear woman Sandy and Sister Suzanne and Sister Lynn and Sister Andrea. May the Holy Ghost come upon them even now tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, quicken them by your power, I pray. Oh Lord, take us beyond the natural realm into the supernatural realm. Empty us. Fill us. Oh God, lift us higher. Take us lower. Lift us up. Take us down. Shake us. Move us. Oh God, do something with us. But I pray you'll pour your Holy Ghost on us and in us and through us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Turn us inside out and upside down and then put us up on our feet. But oh God, fill us, I pray. Shake the place, Lord. For the Bible says in the book of Acts, the place was shaken where they were gathered together. Oh God, we need a shaking meeting. A Holy Ghost shaking meeting. Where your power comes in. And the place is shaken with the power of God. Shake out devils. Unclean devils. Diseases. Infirmities. In the name of Jesus. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Oh God, we need your move. We need you. We need your presence. We need your mind, your power, your blessing, your anointing. Oh, Lord, we cannot do it of our own steam, our own will, but we need you.
We welcome the Holy Spirit. We invite the Holy Spirit. We say, come, Holy Spirit. We need you. Fill us. Move us. Breathe on us, oh God, afresh the breath of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Breathe on me, Holy Ghost. Fill me that I might love as I once loved and do as I once do. Oh, Lord Jesus, tonight, answer prayer, I pray. Move on our children. Rid them of the things of the world and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Move on them, Lord, and make ministers and prophets and preachers out of children in these meetings in the mighty name of Jesus. Go through us in the mighty blaze of the fire of the Holy Ghost, I pray. Oh, Lord, we invite you to come and move amongst us, Lord. Oh, God, we need something more. We don't want to be surviving, but we want to be rejoicing and moving in the power and the fire of God. Not just survivors, but Holy Ghost-filled Christians marching to heaven and singing your praises and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, moving people in even this room tonight to pray prayers that they could never pray themselves. Move us with the Holy Ghost. Intercede. Groanings, intercessions, gifts of the Spirit. Oh, God, we need the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the gifts of healing, manifestations of the Spirit. Like in the book of Acts, oh, God, if ever there's time we need it today. You have promised us if we're hungry and we're thirsty, we shall be filled. We desire to be filled. We want to be filled, Lord, with the Holy Ghost, I pray, and the gifts of the Holy Ghost and the fruits of the Spirit moving amongst us and on us, I pray. Oh, God, I'm asking you for this Sunday, for this pulpit. Oh, Lord, that the fire of God will fall for Brother Gary as he goes. Oh, Lord, that you'll move him mightily with the power of God. Inspire him. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, may the devil go back. May people get saved and healed and delivered and set free by the power of the gospel in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, grant it, I pray, for all these dear ones tonight that we've mentioned, all of the widows, all of these sisters. Touch them, bless them, strengthen them. Lord, you're the very present help in the time of trouble. You said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I shall deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. We believe you tonight. We believe your word. Answer prayer. Do everyone good in this room. Give these young men fire in their bellies and wisdom, I pray. Move them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For your glory, O Lord, I pray. O God, give us a fresh hunger, more than we've had. A desire to come in more, up higher, into the heavenlies. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's continue to seek the Lord tonight. Thank you.